And I invite you to close your eyes and take a moment to feel the energy of the crystal or the rock that's in your hand. And if you don't have a crystal or a rock, take a moment to feel the energy beneath your feet. For wherever you are standing on Gaia. Even if you're in a building with concrete, underneath that is Gaia. And so allow yourself to feel the energy of Gaia. Many of you may even feel the messages from Gaia being sent to you in this moment. She is deeply honored that we have created an Earth Day. And she asks us that every day is Earth Day. We are reminded of our ancestors who greeted the earth every morning as soon as they arose. They greeted the sun, and there was an alliance. They watched the sunset, and there was an alliance. They saw the seasons come and go, and they understood the reasons for the changes in day and night and temperature. And there was an alliance. And so the message from Gaia is one of gratitude and thanks for acknowledging her, and to invite you to rekindle this alliance that exists. And so we thank Gaia for sharing her precious moments with us in this meditation. And we give thanks and gratitude for the cry and message to come.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The series that I have chosen to give you this month would be four things that are spectacular, controversial, and true. And this is the third one. And what I'm going to present now to those who are watching this program, you'll say, well, of course. Well, I knew that. But this sequesters the information only to you, and meaning you're aware of it because you have chosen to be interested in this program. But in general, for the planet, what I'm about to give you is controversial. Spectacular because of its truth. True, very true. And what I'm going to tell you, and then speak of it even more in detail, is this. Dear ones, your souls that are eternal, that had no beginning, they just simply always were difficult for you to understand and will always be, these are your souls. That's you. That's your essence. That soul of yours plays many roles on this planet. In other words, you reincarnate. Spectacular because it's the plan that helps to advance this planet with a consciousness that you have free choice to use. That is the engine of conscious advancement, because your soul comes back as one who has been here and done this and has a chance then to advance past that because it lays into your Akash. like a school would be, to advance the grades lifetime after lifetime. You retain what happened last time and work it out the next time. Some call it karma. It's more than that, dear ones. It's actually not that. The system of past lives gives you the ability to go through this school of earth and learn and advance, but more than that, to come closer to a truth. A truth that we have already given you. A basic truth that you are part of God. A basic truth that says that the entire plan is about elevating this consciousness of this planet to mastery. That's the engine. It has to be. If everyone simply came one time, you'd all still be in kindergarten. Now, some have said you still are. In that, I tell you, the cycles of time, some of them being very slow, would actually cooperate with that, for you have cycles of change that sometimes then cooperate to push you into a higher consciousness if you're ready, and one just did, and that's the 2012 shift. That's the reason for Kryon to even be here. Most of your planetary modern religions do not believe in reincarnation. In fact, if you talk to someone who is in one of those belief systems, they'll look at you like you're nuts. Can't be that way. They'll say, if it was that way, how could the doctrine that we believe actually work? Because you're born, you're tested, and then you're either punished or rewarded. That's one time. I will tell you something, dear ones. That is not a God system. That's not a creator system. That's a men's system. You come in. You have to be naughty or nice. Sounds like Santa Claus. And you either get a present or you get tortured. We told you in channel number one of the series how illogical and dysfunctional that system is, totally. It's not a loving system. Think about it. It's not from God. The system that is beautiful has you coming and returning. The first organized religion on this planet, in your time frame, that you can call something that belongs to your civilization, is Hinduism. And in that, the staple of Hinduism is reincarnation. This is just to give you a sample of this answer to a question. What was the first intuitive thoughts of humans back then, without a doctrine to think about, without rules? What did they come up with that they could grasp and work with together? And the system was love, compassion, and included past lives. Subsequent to that, there have been others also that include past lives. On the planet right now, there are billions who still believe that reincarnation is not just a possibility, but is the way it works. But I am talking to a culture and those cultures around this culture that often do not believe it. Spectacular it is, because this truth is actually the kernel, the seed, the engine, as I said, to an advanced planet, to coming back. Some have said, well, what about the indigenous? You know, I don't hear much about past lives of the indigenous. They do it differently, dear one. Listen to them talking about their ancestors. Why would they go to so much trouble to capture the wisdom of their ancestors, to pray to their ancestors, to go there almost every single time they go into any kind of a meditation or a ceremony? And the answer is this: because they understand that they are their own ancestors. That part of that wisdom is translated through the earth, the dirt of the earth, right back to them. This is their form of understanding the cycle. Ask the indigenous about the cycles. They'll give you the same information I have. There is a grander plan, dear ones, and it all is part of coming back. There are so many things that I could give you, so many examples of the beauty of a returning human. In all of these things, I want you to know this. You, your soul, could hardly wait to get here. I will tell you something else, controversial to the max. You chose your parents. We have said this before, that there are so many of you right now, you got that one wrong, crying. Others may have chosen their parents. I would never have chosen those. You did. You chose them for numbers of reasons. You didn't choose them so that you would have a test or you would have a troubling life. You chose them because you might be their teacher, old soul that you are. There are many old souls who choose young soul parents so that those parents might learn from you. And you might say, well, I'm not really sure my parents learned anything from me. You don't know what you don't know. Things go in and they settle. Souls learn differently than humans learn. There are systems afoot. Your consciousness of what you believe affects others in ways you don't even think they do. All part of this plan. My partner, he asked and answered a question. Both asking and answering, why do some have to die early? The answer is they don't have to. But they had an agreement. And if you look at it this way, that before they ever came in, the agreement was this, that if they achieve a high consciousness to that state at which they can, that some of them said, I'm going to leave early and come back and continue right away so this planet has a chance. A population of the future with wisdom. And so no matter what you do for them, it doesn't help. And as you stand perhaps at the ceremony in their memorial with tears running down your face, there are still some wise ones among you that say, thank you for the plan, for they will affect this planet and I'm going to be there because I'm coming back too. Spectacular. True, beautiful. And that's who you are. Now you know why. I am in so much love with humanity for what you do for each other, for the universe, for this beautiful earth. Truly spectacular. And so it is.